Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We're heading down to the Lone Star State today, specifically the booming suburbs north of Dallas, to profile a man who represents the absolute youngest generation of congressional leadership, Republican Representative Brandon Gill of Texas's 26th District.
And when we say young, we mean it. Brandon Gill was born in 1994. When he was elected in 2024, he was just 30 years old, making him one of the youngest members of the entire House. But don't let the age fool you. He arrived in Washington with a massive media following. Before Congress, he was an investment banker on Wall Street, but he got famous for founding the Times DC Inquirer, a conservative news site that became huge on social media during the Trump years.
He really is a creature of the modern media landscape. And he has some famous family connections, right?
He does. He is the son-in-law of conservative filmmaker and author Dinesh D'Souza. He married Dinesh's daughter, Danielle, and they are very much a power couple in the America First movement. That connection helped him gain an early endorsement from Donald Trump during his primary, which in Texas is basically the golden ticket. He replaced Michael Burgess, a doctor who had held the seat for 20 years. So this was a distinct changing of the guard, from an old-school establishment conservative to a young, firebrand media warrior.
Let's talk about the district, because if you haven't been to North Texas lately, you probably don't realize how big it is.
It is exploding. Texas District 26 is basically Denton County. It includes the city of Denton, which is a college town home to the University of North Texas. But the real power base is the affluent suburbs like Flower Mound, Lewisville, and Highland Village. This is where everyone is moving. You have corporate headquarters popping up everywhere, massive master-planned communities, and barely enough highways to hold all the traffic. It is wealthy, highly educated, and traditionally very Republican, although the rapid growth brings in new voters every day.
So you have a young, tech-savvy representative for a district that is growing faster than almost anywhere else. How is he using that platform in D.C.?
He went straight for the committees that drive the, quote, culture war. He sits on judiciary and oversight. He's not there to pass quiet infrastructure bills. He is there to investigate. He focuses heavily on what he calls the censorship industrial complex. Basically, how government agencies interact with social media companies to flag content. Since he ran his own media company, this is personal for him. He's also a hawk on border security, which is a mandatory issue for any Texas Republican, advocating for mass deportations and finishing the border wall. He represents the shift in the GOP from the country club conservatism of the past to the populist combative style of the future.
He is the first member of Congress who is younger than the World Wide Web.
That is a terrifying thought, Stephen. But it means he speaks the language of the internet better than almost anyone else in the room.
That is our profile for Texas's 26th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.